This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Welcome into another edition of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Brandon Kravitz here, host and executive producer of this podcast channel. Happy to have all of you on board. Thank you for adding this to your array of podcasts that you listen to on a weekly basis. The Zoneheads Orlando podcast exists to give you Orlando-only sports content outside of the Macho Man interview that I had. But come on, that was WrestleMania. The live show in the zone, we cover it all with a lean towards local, but this podcast is for the Orlando sports fan that wants Orlando sports content only. Shout out to Greg Rhodes for a great episode this week, Orlando City and the state of their season thus far, and for Sean Green, who was at the UCF spring game and dove into potential transfer portal names, a wild time for UCF. On the personal side, sort of a calm before the storm as I get ready for Magic playoff broadcasts. A bit of an announcement, I guess, if you want to call it that. I usually work only Magic home games, but moving forward into the playoffs, I'm going to be on every single Magic broadcast, home or away, and so that'll get started on Saturday with Game 1. And how about this? The Magic just announced a restructure to the radio crew. So not only am I going to be hosting every game, but Terrence Ross, Magic legend, is going to be the color analyst moving forward. So we'll get to chop it up with him in studio and at home games. And I think Magic fans are going to love that. Such a cool addition to the broadcast. Now, the problem is, for those that were planning to go to the 96.9 The Game draft party, is that, unfortunately, that has been canceled here in Orlando because Game 3 lands on the same day as the NFL draft. So it's a bummer. We haven't missed a draft party at the radio station outside of COVID in like 15 or 20 years. So that's tough, but the Magic, they're in the playoffs, and that takes precedent every single time. Which brings me to this, my official prediction for the Magic in the postseason, at least for round one. I've got them winning in six, taking that series against Cleveland. Game six will be in Orlando, and that'll be the game where the Magic are able to dust them off. I love the way that this series lines up for the Magic. I think stylistically, they match up well with Cleveland. Split the season series. Both teams hang their hat on the defensive end, and the Magic have done a really good job when playing defensive-minded teams this year. They're 13-12 when playing against top 10 defenses in the NBA. This group is so excited to be in the postseason, and they have been obsessing over playoff basketball since January. I think they're going to light it up. And with that, an in-depth look at the matchup after this. Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show, I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
We're talking to Magic head coach Jamal Mosley as the team gets ready for round one against Cleveland. Tyler mentioned it, J.I. in the starting lineup last night. When was that call made for Sunday afternoon, and can we expect to see that in the playoffs?
Well, we'll look at different lineups, different scenarios. You know, I can't give you the game plan just in case somebody else is listening and they want to know exactly what it is we're doing.
I've heard that J.B. Bickerstaff is a huge fan of In the Zone. Yes.
You're probably right. But really that decision came, you know, when Wendell went down in the Sixers game and we were able to plug J.I. in there to be able to see what it looked like. Because a lot of times it's about keeping that second unit with the chemistry together. But J.I. being able to do some of the things and also how he matched up against Bobby Portis, you know, over time in some of his stints, I thought that's a lot of what went into the decision-making.
All right, a couple more things for you, Coach. I'm going to play a quick word association game. I'm going to give you a name, and then you tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Arnie Kander.
Brilliant.
this guy, I mean, we're talking about a team that for years, it's a running inside painful joke among Magic fans that the roster has had such a tough time with injury luck, staying healthy and all of that. And Arnie, who is the vice president of player performance and wellness, it just seems like he has made such a big impact on this team. And perhaps, would it be right to say he's one of the unsung heroes of this, what has made this season special?
He and his staff are absolutely incredible. The way they care, the work that they put in, the time, the energy, the mental space that they help these guys get in, not just the physical space, has been fantastic. And I think, if, you know, you check his track record for what he's done over time with teams and great teams, and he's got championships with Detroit. I think being able to understand that is why he's able to get these guys, one, to buy into everything that he's doing, and he just, his care factor is so high. It's so high with these guys, and they know and they understand that.
So, the matchup, do you like the way that your team is matched up with the Cleveland Cavaliers? It seems like a very similar roster build. The season series was an even split. So, there's, you know, it kind of feels like the Spider-Man meme, if you've seen that, just two, the same pointing at each other. Do you like the matchup against Cleveland stylistically?
I do. I think, you know, like you said, they're very similar. You were very similar in a lot of ways. You know, the length that we have with our guys, the defensive focus, the defensive energy, the ability to have guys that make big time plays at the right moment. So all of these things play a huge part. So I really do think it's gonna make for a great series. And then again, it always goes back to that chess match and which side, you know, what you're doing and how you're adjusting as the games go on.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. It looks to me like Cleveland rested their players when they realized that they could lock in the 4 seed and draw your team in round one. I know it doesn't take much to get players dialed in for the playoffs, but might you use that as added motivation?
You know, at this point, I don't know how much more motivation you need. I think it's really about us focusing on what we're able to do and what we're capable of doing. Obviously, you talked about the season series being split 2-2. So we'll just dive into what we need to do, you know, tactically to get the job done. I mean, like you said, the emotions of the games are going to be so high at times. So you want to focus all of your energy to getting the game plan done and, you know, executing that way versus, hey, you guys wanted us or we didn't want you. You don't want to go into all that and just focus on the game plan and use the energy towards your team more than making it about them.
The Magic are headed to the playoffs for the first time since 2020. Round one versus Cleveland starts on Saturday. Coach Mosley has been our guest to open today's show. Thanks so much, Coach. Good luck in the postseason.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it so much.
So after all the ebbs and flows of the season, you did it. You made it, Magic fans. All the sleepless nights and Twitter battles because of what this team had done, sort of lost their way a couple of times throughout the season, and most notably the recent slide of 3 games and losing 4 of the last 5 before winning that last game against the Milwaukee Bucks. But all that's behind you now. Now that you can look, and we'll preview the playoffs in a second, but now that you can look back in the rear view and see an 82-game schedule behind you, how can you not grin ear to ear with what you have seen? The 5th seed in the Eastern Conference. The Magic are a top 5 team in the East. That should bring you much delight, Magic fans. And now a matchup that should be a desirable one for Magic fans. I think Magic fans agree with Cleveland, who clearly wanted to target the Magic as one of their opponents in round one. And the Magic are like, bring it on. No, you won't be seeing this one on ESPN's primetime showcase battle. But who the hell cares? Enjoy your team. They're going to be on a network. You could still watch them on Bally in the first round. And just watch them wherever the hell they are. And if they win, none of that stuff will matter. None of it will matter. So Magic fan today, Tyler, should just sit back and be... You should be over the moon today. This is a celebratory day for Magic fans that your team is back in a very big way.
Yeah, and it is celebratory is the perfect word for today. Because like we just heard Coach Mosley say a couple of minutes ago, you get a day and a half maybe, and then it's right back to work. But right now, and for my brief chat I had with him off air before we officially said goodbye, was he said, hey, we're just having a good time today. You know, we're just hanging out today. It's a big personal day for these players, for these coaches. Back to work tomorrow. And the same goes for Magic fans. Enjoy this one before we have plenty of time to dive into the Cavs preview, to talk about everything. I mean,
we're going
to
do that now.
We'll do all that. But I'm saying for fans out there, I mean, celebrate. It's a celebratory day in City Beautiful.
Yes. And fortunately for many of you, you don't have any work to do for this.
Right.
You can just sit back and watch it. So you can even stretch your celebration. You don't want the Magic doing that for too many days, but you could stretch your celebration by a few days and really let this one sink in. Magic Cavs in round one. Your initial read when you saw that was going to be the matchup.
I mean, it's a team that the Magic have had ups and downs against this year. All things considered, it's probably one of the better matchups that you could have gotten. You'd rather, I think, take the Cavs. I know you wanted the Knicks at points. I wanted nothing to do with the Knicks from the jump.
I'm starting to change my tune on the Knicks.
How are you?
They really started to heat up.
Yeah, they are 20 wins and like 4 losses this season with OG Anunoby.
Yeah.
20 wins, 4 losses with a healthy OG. That's not a team I want to play in this postseason.
No, I know it sounds like I'm just changing my tune because the Magic are playing the Cavs.
Right.
But you really rather play the Cavs now than the New York Knicks. I was wrong. And I would be saying that right now if the Magic were playing the Knicks in round one. I'd be like, this is not as beneficial to the Magic as I originally thought it was. They had, when I first developed that opinion, they were on a slide. The Knicks have heated up in a big way and sustained that to the end of the season. So they seem to be rounding into form at the right time. They're going to have a tough battle in the 2 seed against whoever they end up drawing in that 7 matchup. But yeah, I think Cleveland, Indiana, sort of interchangeable to me because they're so different.
Very different.
Cleveland is all defense, very little offense. Indiana, complete opposite. The Magic match up great against this team. Both of them are top 10 defensively. Both of them are bottom 15 offensively. And the Magic actually rank higher than they do on the defensive side of the ball. So if the game is won in who plays better defense, the Magic should be able to win that battle. The issue is, can you match Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland shot for shot? The series really comes down to that.
Absolutely. And because in games that the Magic won against the Cavs this year, they split. We haven't seen them in it'll be a full 2 months when they tip off from the last time the two teams met. Game one tips off on Saturday. In the games that the Magic won, I believe that Donovan Mitchell was hurt in one of those games. And then also, you eliminated Evan Mobley and Jarrett. Like, the bigs where the games the Magic won, the bigs did not play a factor. That's one way that, because how do you beat Donovan Mitchell? It's really hard to. That's the answer. You don't shut down a scorer like Donovan Mitchell. But what you can do, and we talk about it all the time, is you don't let it be a night that Jarrett Allen goes for 15. And Evan Mobley is giving you 20. And Darius Garland is also going for 30-plus along with Donovan Mitchell. They have a lot. They can hit you in a lot of different ways game to game, but you just have to be able to balance them out and not let numerous of them get going on the same night.
This series is going to go 6 or 7. That's one of my initial thoughts when I saw this matchup is they're going to split. They're going to split a lot of these games. And I do think you're going to see the Cavs are going to blow out the Magic. They might even do it on Saturday. It's going to happen.
Yep.
Because the Magic are going to have games in the series where they press, they can't find their offense, and Cleveland has guys that are elite at scoring the basketball. In those games, and probably those games happen in Cleveland, so the first two games worry me a little bit, but the Magic are going to take games at the Kia Center. They've been doing that all year. No reason they'd stop now. And I'm sorry, Cleveland has shown me this. LeBron's not on the squad, people. They have shown me nothing in the playoffs with this crew. They were terrible last year. Awful. And the Magic can channel whatever the hell the Knicks channeled, just beat them up, bully them. What kind of whistle the Magic get, I think, is going to be a really big deal in this one, too. Because they're going to want to get physical. If they end up with those touch fouls like they were getting on Sunday against Milwaukee, even though that worked out for the Magic. But if the refs kind of swallow their whistle, that could be beneficial to the Magic.
Yeah, Cleveland hasn't been a per se dominant home team this season, but it's still every team in the NBA is going to have some sort of home court advantage if you're making the playoffs. Like, it's, you're going to perform better at home in front of your home crowd than you do out on the road. But numbers wise, the Magic were a four game better home team in true home games comparatively to the Cavs. So you can go into Cleveland and walk out with a win. The Magic did it this year. When they met in February, that's the game Donovan Mitchell didn't play, the Magic left Cleveland with a W. So getting one of those first two games is going to be crucial for this Magic team. I know it's very easy to say, but we have seen...
No, I think you're 100% right. You got to win one of those first two.
We have seen with this Magic team, they kind of when it rains, it pours, and especially out on the road, with losses. Now, they've been able to rebound with a win, and I've detailed that throughout the season, but you get down 0-2 coming back to Orlando, even if you are coming back to Orlando where you only lost 10 games this season at the Kia Center, the energy, the momentum, your headspace can be all over the place. You feel a ton of a lot better coming back 1-1. Then you take care of business at home and you head back to Cleveland up 3-1. I mean, you need to grab one of the first two games if you want a shot at winning the series.
Yes, I would agree with that. And for those that are wondering, I've already seen the texts roll in. We still don't know when the Magic are going to play the Cavs on Saturday, and I don't think we're going to find out until the play-in tournament is over, or at least until the first 2 days of the play-in tournament are over. So Tuesday night, tomorrow night it starts.
Yep.
Wednesday night, it continues with the 8-9 matchup, right?
No, the 7, it's all the Western Conference on Tuesday night, the Eastern Conference on Wednesday night.
And it would help if I had that in front of me while I'm doing a sports talk radio show.
Both conferences will meet on, is it Friday, for the 8-seed game, whichever teams are left over in both of them.
Well, you'll find out after Wednesday.
Right, right. No need to dive in further. Just know, people,
the Cavs are heavy favorites to win the series, or at least slight. I'll call it slight heavy favorite. Anything that's less than -200 to me is not considered the heavy favorite, but they're favored. -195 to win the series. The Magic are +165 to take it in this one. So the odds makers are telling you that this is a pretty even series and the Cavs have the advantage, and anybody that's being objective about basketball, that's exactly how you would break it down. So there's just an even matchup. Total point differential, by the way, I don't know if you've looked into this. So the Magic and Cavs are 2-2 in the season series. The point differential is in the favor of Cleveland by a pretty significant margin, +20.
Yeah, well, I mean, they handed the Magic arguably their worst home loss of the season back in January. It ended up being it was a 126-99 final. Cleveland won here in Orlando, and that was back in January where the Magic had 4 losses at home. That was when they did not lose at the Kia Center. Cleveland walked in and were up 40 in the first half at points in that game. So that's where one game kind of throws off the numbers, but one game can change an entire playoff series, and if that happens, then you're digging your own grave.
Absolutely. On the text line at 50857, someone said here, sounds like Coach Mosley has used or introduced the metronome strategy, whatever works. Is that the one that, is that the thing that swings back and forth? Is that a metronome?
Sure.
I think it is.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Next one up, so there's a back and forth. Lose, win, a little bit of that. Okay, you can't do too much of that in the playoffs. A tiny metronome, not a big swing. Jake Chapman killed it on the Magic call. Felt like I was there. Even my wife was listening. Well, that's, you know, whenever you can get the lady listening to a radio broadcast, you know you're doing something right. And Jake crushed it all year. Can't wait to hear his playoff calls. Right, we're good. Big thumbs up for Jake.
Yeah, no, I mean, Jake's been great. And I've been alongside Jake from his, not his very first NBA play-by-play broadcast, but his very first one with the Magic in full season with it. I have not, Jake Chapman has not called an Orlando Magic basketball game without me 5 feet to his left or right. True. So
you're like his safety blanket. That's why he keeps you around.
You know, I don't want to take, I don't want to take too much of the credit, but Jake should probably give me some credit. I think I've been his emotional support animal through the process of play-by-play.
That's right. No,
Jake's been great, and you can even see how much more comfortable he's getting and that he's gotten as time has gone by and has produced better calls, more electric calls, and he's ready to go. He's in playoff form, baby.
That's right, and that place was buzzing yesterday. By the way, and I know we're not going to get a lot of these. Hopefully we get one. Give me more games to start at 1 p.m. I was all in on that. I was a ball of energy yesterday.
That was so weird. And I'm okay with it.
When we walked out of the arena, the sun was still out. That's never happened before.
Yeah, we went and worked a Magic game. I ended up in Vero Beach last night for a dinner with my girlfriend, the halfway point between Orlando and South Florida. And then came back, and by the time I got back to my apartment after a Magic game, after driving an hour and a half two ways and a two-hour dinner, it was 10:30. That was a really odd feeling to fit all that in.
That was good. That was, same thing. I was like, next thing I knew, I was back on my couch, my kids running amok in the living room, and I'm watching the Masters.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened today? That was awesome. Give me more of those.
Seeking out podcast production just like this? Check out Authentic Audio Productions by visiting our website, AuthenticAudioPro.com. We specialize in audio production of any kind, commercials, live endorsements, and podcast production. We can make it sound this good and help you tell your story. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Follow the show. Keep up on Facebook by becoming a certified Zonehead. Also on Instagram, at Zoneheads Orlando, and on YouTube. Thanks so much for checking out this week's episodes. Continue to let the internet know that we're out here. Follow us, rate us, review us. We greatly appreciate it. Done for the week. Chat soon, Zoneheads.